Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnarled Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Our Mathematical Universe by physicist Max Tegmark is a wide-ranging exploration of a bold idea that reality is not merely described by mathematics, but is mathematics. Blending accessible explanations with personal scientific anecdotes, Tegmark invites readers into modern cosmology and fundamental physics, from the Big Bang to quantum theory, while continuously asking what it means for the universe to be comprehensible at all. A central thread is his well-known taxonomy of multiverse levels, used to organize different ways our cosmos might be only one region of a far larger reality. Along the way, the book treats mathematics not as a human invention, but as a candidate for the deepest layer of existence, raising philosophical questions about what counts as real, why physical laws are so elegant, and whether consciousness and meaning can fit into a purely mathematical framework. It is written for curious non-specialists who enjoy big questions grounded in scientific reasoning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the mathematical universe hypothesis as a theory of everything, Tegmark's core proposal, often called the mathematical universe hypothesis, argues that the universe is not just well described by equations, but literally is a mathematical structure. In this view, the remarkable success of physics is not a lucky accident or a temporary feature of human modeling. It is evidence that the underlying reality has the same kind of objectivity and precision as mathematics itself. The book frames this as an attempt to push reductionism further if matter, space, time, and fields can be encoded in mathematical relations. Then perhaps the final step is to identify the physical with the mathematical. Tegmark distinguishes between an external reality that exists independent of human observers and the models we use to represent it, then asks whether that separation collapses at the deepest level. This hypothesis is presented as both radical and clarifying because it aims to remove human-centered notions like baggage from our descriptions, focusing only on abstract relations. The discussion also confronts common objections, such as whether mathematics is discovered or invented, and whether a mathematical structure can account for the particularity and texture of lived experience. By treating mathematics as ontological, not merely descriptive, the book lays a foundation for rethinking what a final theory would mean and what questions it could legitimately answer. Secondly, the four levels of the multiverse and why they matter. A major organizing tool in the book is Tegmark's four-level multiverse classification, designed to separate ideas that are often conflated. Level I extends beyond our cosmic horizon space, may continue with more regions like ours, making other observable universes simply too far away to see. Level II arises from cosmological mechanisms, such as eternal inflation, where different regions may settle into different physical conditions, potentially with different effective laws or constants. Level 2 is linked to quantum mechanics, especially many-world-style interpretations, where reality branches into non-communicating outcomes that together preserve the full mathematical description. Level IV is the most speculative and ties directly to the mathematical universe hypothesis all mathematical structures exist, and what we call our universe is one among an immense ensemble. Tegmark uses this latter to clarify what kinds of evidence, assumptions, and conceptual costs come with each step. He also emphasizes that moving up levels does not always add new entities, in the way critics assume sometimes it reframes the same equations. This framework helps readers see how cosmology, quantum theory, and philosophy interact, and why debates about probability, typicality, and explanation become central when many universes are in play. Thirdly, from intuition to precision, how physics turns reality into equations, to make the mathematical view of reality plausible. The book spends time showing how physics repeatedly compresses messy phenomena into elegant formalism. Tegmark walks through how symmetry, invariance, and conservation laws guide the construction of theories, and how seemingly qualitative features of the world can be captured by quantitative relationships. A key idea is that progress often comes from stripping away human-centric descriptions and replacing them with observer-independent statements. This includes rethinking space and time as parts of a unified structure, treating particles as excitations of fields, and seeing laws as constraints on allowed patterns. The narrative highlights how models are judged not just by fitting data, but by explanatory power, consistency, and the ability to unify domains that once looked separate. At the same time, the book acknowledges that there is a difference between a useful model and a claim about what exists. That gap becomes the tension that the mathematical universe hypothesis tries to close. Readers are invited to notice the recurring arc in physics: start with everyday concepts, formalize them, discover that the formalism suggests new phenomena, and then confirm those phenomena experimentally. This topic connects the philosophical claim to a practical scientific history, showing why many physicists are tempted to believe that the equations are not merely a language but a window into what the world fundamentally is. Fourthly, probability, typicality. and the challenge of explaining fine-tuning. Multiverse ideas are often motivated by fine-tuning puzzles, why physical constants and initial conditions appear delicately set to allow complex structures, chemistry, and life. Tegmark discusses how a broader ensemble of universes can turn apparent improbability into selection effects observers will only find themselves in regions compatible with their existence. Yet this move raises difficult questions about probability and typicality. If many universes exist, what does it mean to say an outcome is likely and likely relative to what measure? The book explores how assigning weights across an enormous space of possibilities can be ambiguous, and how this ambiguity affects predictions. Tegmark aims to keep the discussion scientific by focusing on whether a multiverse framework can generate testable, or at least constrained expectations, such as distributions for observable parameters. He also addresses criticisms that multiverse reasoning is unfalsifiable, and argues that it can be assessed in the same spirit as other theories that posit unobservable entities, provided they connect to a broader explanatory structure. This topic is where philosophical reasoning meets practical methodology, how to compare models, how to avoid cherry-picking, and how to interpret anthropic reasoning without turning it into a license for anything. The book uses these issues to illustrate both the promise and the intellectual discomfort of trying to explain why the universe is the way it is. Lastly, mind, meaning, and the limits of a purely mathematical reality. Even if one accepts that physics is deeply mathematical, a further question remains: can a mathematical structure fully account for consciousness, subjective experience, and meaning? Tegmark addresses this tension by separating the external description of a system from the internal perspective of an observer embedded within it. He considers whether self-aware substructures, patterns capable of information processing and self-modeling, can arise naturally inside a mathematical universe. This shifts the debate from mystical exceptions to questions about computation, complexity, and emergence. The book also confronts worries that a purely mathematical ontology might flatten values and agency into cold formalism. Tegmark's response is not to dismiss the richness of experience, but to argue that richness may be compatible with, or even dependent on, underlying abstract structure. He explores how different mathematical descriptions could correspond to different kinds of observers, and why certain regularities might be necessary for stable memories and coherent perceptions. At the same time, this section highlights the speculative edge of the project linking phenomenology to mathematics is far harder than linking planetary motion to calculus. By taking the problem seriously, the book broadens from cosmology into the philosophy of mind, leaving readers with a clearer view of what a mathematical theory of everything might explain well and where profound open questions remain. In conclusion, this book fits readers who enjoy big-picture science and are willing to follow careful arguments about cosmology, quantum theory, and the philosophy of reality. It is especially suited to curious non-specialists, STEM students, and professionals who want an organized map of multiverse ideas rather than a scatter of sensational claims. The main benefit is intellectual. It sharpens your sense of how scientific explanations work, why mathematics is so effective, and what it would mean to push explanation beyond the observable horizon. Even if you disagree with the mathematical universe hypothesis, you will come away with a clearer toolkit for thinking about assumptions, evidence, and where physics ends and metaphysics begins. Compared with similar popular physics books, Tegmark's advantage is structure and ambition. The multiverse levels provide a memorable framework, and the narrative ties technical concepts to a single unifying thesis rather than a tour of disconnected wonders. It is worth buying for readers who want both an accessible introduction to frontier cosmology and a serious attempt to answer why the universe has laws at all, presented with the mindset of a working physicist who is open about uncertainties and trade-offs. If you would like to support Max Tegmark, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.